Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Look, they're an amazing invention. They've given so many people the opportunity to get out and about who normally wouldn't have been able to do it. We're talking about mobility scooters this morning. They seem to be getting faster. They seem to be getting fancier. And there's been a call following some recent accidents that the possibility for protective devices and helmets to be worn. And we thought we'd have a chat to this gentleman this morning, Dr. Edward Gibson, surgical register at Adelaide's Lyell McEwen Hospital. Edward, you've been looking into how many accidents and injuries have been caused by the humble mobility scooter. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a study that we decided to undertake after seeing certainly an anecdotal rise in injuries related to mobility scooters. And we felt we should look at how many injuries have been caused in the last few years at the Lyell McEwen. And what we did, we undertook a bit of an audit, and we found quite surprising numbers, really. So quite a number of people had been injured, both people using mobility scooters, and I think surprisingly as well, a number of people who were actually sort of hit by or involved in car accidents with mobility scooters as well.
Well, we were talking about this morning around the building, and one of the things that I remember when they first came on the market, they were fairly slow, they were fairly cumbersome, but I was at a set of traffic lights a couple of weeks ago, and there was a gentleman on a mobility scooter, and he was crossing on the pedestrian crossing, he was doing everything right, but I could not believe the amount of speed this device picked up in such a short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, technically, as per most states, they're not registered, and they're counted as a pedestrian. There's no sort of standardisation of manufacturing requirements. So, roughly the law says that in most states they should be under 150 kilos and they shouldn't be able to go any faster than 10 kilometres per hour. However, we know from reading the manufacturer's brochures that some of these can go up to sort of 15, 16 k's and some of them certainly are upwards of 150 kilograms. So, I mean, you contrast that to the average pedestrian who's strolling around. I mean, they do get up some serious pace. And that can cause injury to both the rider but also other pedestrians.
Well, they're very quiet as well.
They certainly can sneak up on you, that's for sure.
That is a very, very heavy weight for a scooter, and I suppose, as you said, if that's swerving in and out of pedestrians, there is a real concern.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's sort of why we decided to do the research, have a look at what had been happening, you know, whether it was the riders themselves or other pedestrians, and what kind of injuries people had been sustaining. And I guess we had a bit of a look at all different areas and had a look at mobility scooters in general. And it was quite surprising that there's the lack of any kind of standardisation in terms of manufacturing and how blasé, I guess, we have been with the road rules around mobility scooters.
How many people have been injured? Have you got some numbers for us?
Yeah, so our study was just looking at the one centre, so it was just the single hospital in Adelaide, the Lyell McEwen, and we had around the sort of 90 mark in our five-year period. Certainly the trend over the 5 years was increasing numbers, so each year we had an increasing number. And surprisingly, I mean, mobility scooters, I think in the public's eye and perception, we imagine, you know, an elderly person who's utilising it to get around to supermarket and that sort of thing, but increasingly mobility scooters are being used by younger people for a range of disabilities and other reasons, and that was certainly reflected in our study that increasingly younger people are also being affected by these injuries.
What sort of injuries?
Yeah, it ranged, but the most common in our study, around a third, were head injuries, and that ranges from simple knock to the head with bruises and grazes right through to significant fractures and even bleeds into the brain itself. So quite a variety there, but around 30% had head injuries and around 30% had typically upper limb fractures. So wrist from falling and shoulder were the common things, but they comprised the vast majority of injuries. So quite significant, really.
Yeah. Well, being on the coalface, Edward, do you think there's a call for the possibility of helmets to be worn? As a doctor, what are your thoughts on that?
Look, I mean, certainly just from my own personal opinion, and certainly not speak on behalf of the hospital or anyone else, I think there's certainly a legitimate grounds to suggest that helmets should be worn. As we discussed, these mobility scooters can really fly, And, you know, considering that a third of injuries, which is quite consistent with other papers that have looked at this sort of thing, a third of injuries were to the head, I mean, you'd think wearing a helmet would certainly benefit those individuals and be quite useful. So I think it would be a really good thing to look at.
Yeah. Edward, have you dug deeper in relation to the injuries? Because we know there are four-wheel scooters and we know there are three-wheel scooters. Do you go that far to look at the individual scooter, what type it was, or do you just basically just crunch the numbers on the injuries?
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't subdivide into scooter types. We sort of lumped them all together. But we understand from other little studies and other little safety tests that the vast majority are very similar, whether they're three-wheel or four-wheel. It's all sort of much and muchness.
It's very, very scary, yeah. I suppose. It's a food for thought if you've got a relative or you're considering getting one yourself. Thanks for your time this morning. Hopefully, well, you're going to see a bit of a decrease, but unfortunately, the problem is there's more and more and more, and there will be more and more and more on the streets and the shopping centres in the coming years.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, to be perfectly honest, that's a good thing. I mean, as you started, the conversation with these are a really good device for helping people maintain their independence, and we want to encourage that. We just want to make sure it's safe for them in the public. So, you know, hopefully, you know, with improved training and manufacturer standards and maybe helmets, hopefully we can get there.
Edward, thanks very much for your time this morning.
No worries, thank you.
2NURFM 103.7.